أوكي، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا، welcome to our lesson with أصول الفقه، principles of fiqh إن شاء الله تعالى. So I want to continue with where we left off in the previous lesson. If you remember, in the previous lesson, we were talking about haqiqa and majaz. If you remember, haqiqa and majaz was the topic of the day, if you like, in last week's lesson. Haqiqa and majaz, these are the two things that we were talking about. We went through some examples, which you will find in the previous set of videos. And towards the end of that lesson, we talked about three types of haqiqa and majaz, if you like, or haqiqa in particular. And we said that there's one called, which is mutaazira, which is impractical. There's a second one called mahjura, which is disused, not used anymore. And a third one was called musta'mala, which is the one that was used. The third type, if you like, was the one that we were interested in, mustamala. We said this is the one that's used most often when it comes to haqiqa, and it's being used. It's quite straightforward. So there wasn't anything complicated there. And when we talked about mustamala, this is a word that's used in its designated meaning. And of course, we mentioned that there are usually two possibilities. There is also a figurative al-majaz meaning, which is prevalent alongside it. So in other words, you have haqiqa mustamala, but you also have the majaz, which works alongside it, if you like. And if you remember, I denoted haqiqa as ha and majaz as a meme. Yeah, so that's how I was using it as a shorthand in that particular lesson. And we talked about this idea that sometimes there's haqiqa and majaz. In other words, there's a haqiqi meaning, and sometimes there's just a haqiqi meaning. So in other words, you have this option, and sometimes you just have a haqiqa manner. Now, if you have this one, there was a difference of opinion. We talked about where Imam Abu Hanifa and the Sahibin have a difference. Imam Abu Hanifa says that you still take the haqiqa. So Abu Hanifa says you take the haqiqa, and the Sahibin, like done with a just make it easy for us, the sahibin, they say you take what's called umum al-majaz. So in other words, you try and apply it in such a way that you can act upon the umum meaning. And we gave the example of wheat, I think it was in the example, and we also looked at the example of the River Thames, I think it was in London, just as an example. So that was where we left off. Now, just to finish off this topic, before we move on, the three fuqaha, ulama, have a difference when it comes to the mechanism for what you asked me. This is a difference of opinion by which the majaz, so let me check majaz here, is to replace is to replace the haqiqa. Should have done it the other way around, but nevertheless. So when you switch from the haqiqa to the majaz, what's the exact mechanism? What is the exact way of doing it? Now, of course, we've established already that all the ulama, all the fuqaha, especially the three fuqaha that we're talking about here, Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam Muhammad, and Imam Abu Yusuf, as called, they're often called A'imma Thalatha. And all three agree that Majaz is a replacement. Majaz is a replacement for Haqiqa. They all agree on that. And that that a literal word must be intentional. Haqiqa must be intentional. Okay. And they all agree that both haqiqa and majaz are properties of words and not meanings. Now, where does the contention lie? Well, they discuss, well, How or when do we do this replacement? How and when do we do this replacement? Okay. Now, this will come back later on. So I'm going to just mention this here, but we'll come back to this maybe in this lesson or the next lesson, because this actually raises an objection that comes later on, but we don't need to worry about it right now. So Imam Abu Hanifa, denoted by AH here, he says that the majaz, so majaz for him, replaces essentially. So I want to use the word replaces, hakika. Okay, what we're familiar with. He just says it replaces it. So the majaz replaces the hakika. That's Imam Abu Hanifa's position. So when a sentence is grammatically correct, and I want to bring up, just put grammatical here, just to kind of help as a way, as a hook of remembering Imam Abu Hanifa's position. To put grammatically correct. So really important. So for Imam Abu Hanifa, when a sentence is grammatically correct and it basically meets the requirement to be replaced. So for him, it's just replacing. Okay. And with mazaz if the need arises. And for him, this is true whether hakika is semantically applicable in reality or not. So why this is important is for Imam Abu Hanifa, he's not interested in what we call whether it's ontologically, but it's actually possible or not. He's just saying, well, if grammatically it works, then we are to focus on that, and that's all that matters. So this is what Imam Abu Hanifa says. We'll come to an example in a second. Let's just look at what the Sahibin saying. I'll just do it slightly lower down. They have a slightly different position. And we'll go through some examples later on, inshallah ta'ala. But they say that the replacement can happen. So al-majaz can replace the hakika, as Imam Abu Hanifa says, in application. So what they say is in application. So in app or not in words, different to Imam Abu Hanifa. So I'm going to say not in words, not grammatically. So for them, the hakika replaces the majaz in application, not in terms, not in words. This basically means that what we do is that we apply the sentence in hakika. So if you want, you could write down. This is the first thing you do. You do hakika. And to see if it holds true. If it could hold true, so hold true. Right, I'm going to go this way. But there's some reason, external reason. For it not to be applied, not allows it. Yeah. Then we go to majaz. We're gonna pause for a second. So for the Sahibain, they have a slightly longer process, if you like. They say, well, we take the hakika. Can we apply it? Can we apply it? We're not interested in grammar. Can we apply it? If we can apply it, okay, that's fine. But for some reason, something's happened which allows us, which prevents us from applying the hakika. No matter how remote the possibility is, then we'll go to majaz. So the replacement can only happen if you can't apply it. Whereas for Imam Abu Hanifa, the hakika, grammatic, if it's grammatically correct, you can swap it with the majaz. You can switch over from the majaz. Okay. So Imam Abu Hanifa doesn't have as many conditions. The Sahibain have a few more conditions. So really, if you think about it, for the Sahibain, the majaz is not really a replacement of the words. Yeah. Rather, it's the application. So I'm going to really emphasize this, just to get you really clear on this. So for them, it's the application. For Imam Abu Hanifa, it's the grammar. A posh word for application is it ontologically, is it actually possible? Ontologically possible. Posh word. But basically, what we're thinking about here is it possible? Okay. And of course, for the Sahibain, If haqiqa cannot hold true when applied, the sahibin simply nullify the statement. Okay, so let's go for an example. I'll stick to this page just so we can see it working. So let's take this example as a way of thinking about this. So let me just get my ruler, turn it around just to separate this out. Not very tidy. So here's the example on this side, on the right-hand side of your screen, my friend. So, if you have, let's say, there's a young master here. So someone who owns a slave, a younger master. And he has a slave. So let's call elderly slave. So the slave is older than him. Perfectly possible. And he says, and the young master says, "This is my son." Okay. What would happen? So let's look at Imam Abu Hanifa's position taken from here. Imam Abu Hanifa would say that this slave is free. Okay. Sahibin would say, you can imagine, the Sahib would say the sentence is valid and there's no consequence. We're going to go walk through it holding our hands. So it's invalid, no consequence. Okay, so let's go through this. So, Imam Abu Hanifa says that he's free. Remember what Imam Abu Hanifa's position is, the grammatically correct. Okay. And remember what the Sahibin said. Can we apply it? If you can't apply it, if you can't apply the Hakika and there's some external reason that doesn't allow it, then we go to Majaz. So Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah ta'ala says that the freedom from the sentence that this is my son is grammatically correct. You think about this sentence, it's grammatically correct. What's the problem? To say this is my son is grammatically correct. There's nothing wrong with it. Okay. Of course, the only issue is for al-Hakika that it cannot be true for whom it is intended, because of course he's older in age. And so clearly that's not his son, right? So that's clearly not his son, right? In this case, what we do is we simply replace the words with al-majaz, replace the majaz hakika meaning, because obviously that's not his slave, he's much older than him. Sorry, that's not his son, he's much older than him. So replace the hakiki meaning, my son, right, with the majazi meaning, and the majazi meaning would be freedom. Grammatically correct, it's grammatically correct, we can switch across and we have a majazi meaning. You can't take the hakika meaning clearly doesn't work, and so you take the majazi meaning. Okay, because a son, once under the ownership of his father, would be free. It is as though he said, when he said freedom, when he said he's free, that this is my son, he's basically implying freedom, because freedom is the necessary outcome of a son. So what he's basically said is this is a free man. And all Imam Abu Hanifa has basically done is he's said that the Hakika can't be applied, but grammatically it's correct, so we swap it with a majaz. Very easy, very straightforward. Now look what the Sahibin said. The Sahibin say, now listen to this very, very clearly. I'll do it here for you. The Sahibin say, rahimahullahu ta'ala, that remember the majaz is a replacement for the hukam, an application of a hakika. So what we do is we first apply a hakika of the sentence, this is my son. So we say, this is my son. Hakika. So we first go through the process, hakika. Now we're not looking at grammar here, we're looking at application. Look at the difference here. So they say, well, we find that the hakika, let me just do it this way because it might be easy for us to follow. Hakika, when you say this is my son, clearly in the in this context doesn't work. Because the younger master is saying to an elderly, so Hakika doesn't happen. So, and can it be true? Can it hold true? Is an external reason that allows us to do this, right? We find that Hakika cannot be true because the claimer is younger than the one who's claiming the son, so it can't happen Hakika. As Hakika cannot be used, there's no method of replacing it with Del Majaz because we can't use it. We can't, it's not holding true, even Hakika, right? We can't apply it in a Majazi meaning. Because first of all, the Hakika for Hakika to, for Majaz to be applied for the Sahibain, the Hakika must first be applicable. And then something happens and you can't apply it. Then you're allowed to do it. So it doesn't hold in the first place. It doesn't apply in Hakika. Hakika is a null and invalid statement. Okay. So this is important. Based on what we've covered right now, this will have real life implications. You can see this difference leads to some real life implications. I'm going to give you one or two just to think about, inshallah ta'ala, and they will just, really clear out what I want to say in today's lesson. So let's see. Let's go back a little bit. Let's see if we can keep this page, because page is quite useful, and I want to just keep this page in front of us. So let's just keep the differences between the A'imma Thalatha in front of us and just take another bit more detailed example to see the interplay of Hakika and Majaz. Let's see. So let's start. Bismillah. So now you can see why there, this is a point of reflection. You can see why there will be differences between the imams, even within the madhab, because it all comes down to how you understand words. So, let's say somebody says, I or this wall. Me try and move it up a little bit more so you can get more space to write. Someone says, I. Or this ball. Would be useful if my handwriting was better. Why or this wall or him 1,000? Okay, somebody said that. Now, let's look at what Imam Abu Hanifa has to say. Imam Abu Hanifa considers this to imply majaz. So he will take the majaz position denoted by me. And the sahibin, they will simply say it's invalid. Okay? They will simply say it's invalid. So let's have a look at how this appears. Okay? So the haqiqah. A literal meaning is that either the individual, this person here, I, this person here, and this is a wall, my really poor attempt at drawing a wall. The Hakika, a literal meaning is that either the individual or the wall owes 1,000. It's literally impossible for the wall to owe anything. Wall can't owe anything. So the Sahibin considered the whole statement invalid. And we can't progress with the majaz. Remember, if we can't take the hakika, it doesn't hold, we stop. We just stop there. We don't go any further. Right? And that's how you should approach it. Like, you should think about what the sahibin is saying first. The sahibin is saying, well, if it doesn't even apply in hakika and there's no reason for us to move to the majaz, there's no possibility of it going to the majaz, then we're going to consider it invalid. Now, what Imam Abu Hanifa does is he's not looking at it from application, he's looking at it from from a grammatical sense. So Imam Abu Hanifa allows us to move to the majaz by replacing the so the hakika was, even though the hakika is not applicable in of itself. Okay. Because for him it's as though the person uttered al-majaz. Now, when we say or, It will be a confession of owing 1,000, because the letter O or O here in Arabic, it will taken in the majaz meaning. Okay, so we can grammatically, for Imam Abu Hanifa, remember, he's not talking about the ontological sense or the application sense. He's saying grammatically, we can take or to wow. In other words, we can move from haqiqa, which is the or we can move to the majaz, which is understood and. So we move to the wow, if you like, we have in Arabic. So when somebody says now, so when we do this on Abu Hanifa, if I can write it here for you, my friends, the translation now will be with a majazi I and this word or him 1,000. Now, you might be thinking, well, that's gone from haqiqa to majaz. It's grammatically correct. Imam Abu Hanifa says, hey, what's your problem? It's grammatically correct. You can move from O here to O to a majazi meaning, and it's grammatically correct. What's the problem? Now, if you do that, it's grammatically correct, and you can actually apply it. Because the rule of wow in a sentence, when you have this and in a sentence, is that it brings together two separate elements, I and this word. It can stand for the individual himself. So the I can owe 1,000 and the world can owe him 1,000. Can you see? So it works. I hope this is clear. I hope this is making sense. I'll give you one more example just to really drive this point home, inshallah. But you can see how Hakika and Majaz, when it comes to the mechanism, Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah ta'ala, if you can apply the haqiqah and it's grammatically correct, you can move to the majaz. You can move to the majaz and just apply it grammatically, as long as it's grammatically correct. For the sahibain, they say, well, does it hold true in the haqiqah first? Does it hold true in the haqiqah first? And is there then a reason for you that doesn't allow it to apply in haqiqah and then you move to the majaz? So, say, for example, somebody said, as an example, somebody says, my slave or my donkey is free. You can see what's going to happen. Exactly the same. My slave or my donkey is free. Okay. Imam Abu Hanifa would say, well, majazan, we'll move to the majaz because it's a haqiq, grammatically is correct. And we can move to the majaz. Whereas sahibain, they would say the statement itself is valid. Because the haqiqah literal meaning is that either the slave or the donkey is free. It's literally impossible for the donkey to be free, right? Donkey can't be free. It doesn't work, right? It doesn't hold true for them, as you can see, right? So they consider the whole statement invalid, and we can't move on to the majaz. We stop there. And so none of them are free, either donkey nor the person. I hope that makes sense. Imam Abu Hanifa says, well, we can move to the majaz. All we have to do is replace the haqiqah words, even though the haqiqah is not applicable itself. It is as though the person has used an uttered a majazi sentence, and the word and will now, because these two are now going to be separate, you can use that as a majaz, replace it with the and my donkey, right? And the sentence will be reintroduced, my slave and this donkey are free. And the ruling of wow, as we said just now, in a sentence is that it conjoins two elements with no regard for the order. So the announcement will stand for the individual as a separate sentence announcement and a separate sentence for the donkey. So when somebody says, my slave and my donkey is free, we've taken a majazi meaning, the slave is free. Okay, I hope that helps you just to take some examples. So just to recap and re-emphasize, Abu Hanifa, may Allah be pleased with him, it's about grammatically correct, being grammatically correct, for the sahibain, can you apply it in the hakika sense first? If you can't, you don't move any further. Okay, so let's take another example. And this is like an objection to the position held by Imam Abu Hanifa. It's not necessary for you to know this, but I think it's a nice example to conclude with today's lesson, inshallah. I wanted to do a lot more, but I'm not going to move too far past ahead. So, this is an objection held on the position held by Imam Abu Hanifa. So, we're really focusing on this objection held. Objection on the a position held by Imam Abu Hanifa. Remember what he said: so long as the words are grammatically correct, and it's not possible to act upon the haqiqah due to some reason, you just replace it with a majaz, because he doesn't want the statement to become invalid. He doesn't want the words to become invalid. So as long as it's grammatically correct, and you can't act upon the haqiqah, you move to majaz. So someone might say. So what if somebody says, this person says to looks at this look at this looks at this girl here and says, this is my daughter. Like I said, this is a nice little example to finish off with. This is my example. This is a complexity of usul al-fiqh. Okay. Somebody says, this is my daughter. To his wife. So imagine this woman here standing next to him is his wife, and he says to her, this is my daughter, who has a known lineage to someone other than him, and she is still lawful for him. Now Imam Abu Hanifa, what he says here is that he doesn't consider replacing the haqiqah with majaz in this example by stating that this statement equates to divorce. He doesn't do that. In fact, Imam Abu Hanifa says this statement is invalid in the first place. It remains invalid whether whether the woman in question is older or younger than the husband. The statement, this is my daughter, is grammatically correct, though. Saying this is my daughter is grammatically correct. And haqiqa, you can't act upon it. So it must mean that the majazi meaning, and therefore, should we not make it into majazi meaning? And why have you said that it's invalid? Why have you taken it majazi? Why can't it be understood as divorce? You see the objection. The Abu Hanifa actually says, what he says is this statement is invalid. The objection says that, well, you just told us that if you can't act upon the haqiqah and what they've said is grammatically correct, you move to the majazi meaning. And this would mean that this daughter, you basically said it in a metaphorical sense. Or a figurative sense, you're giving divorce to her. So it will remain invalid whether the woman in question is older or younger than husband. This statement, just to emphasize, this is my daughter, is grammatically correct, clearly. So according to your principles, should we not replace it in majaz before stating that it's an invalid statement? Why have you jumped to invalid statement? Can you see? Very, 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 very clever objection someone might have. So how do we answer this question? Well, it comes down to the answer that you can't marry, basically, in the first place, you can't marry the daughter in any case. So you can't marry from the Muharramat in the Quran. It's invalid in the first place. In other words, saying this statement doesn't mean anything, right? So the answer to this objection, this particular objection against Imam Abu Hanifa, is that it's the statement is correct grammatically. Saying this is my daughter is correct, right? And so this objection, though the statement is correct grammatically, it would void marriage if it was true. If it would void a marriage, then it would also invalidate a divorce. In other words, if you could go back in time, if this statement, if this was true, there wouldn't have been a marriage in the first place. So him saying to his wife, this is my daughter, doesn't make a difference in the end. Right? There wouldn't even be a divorce because there's no marriage, because you need a divorce, if you think about it, to have a divorce, you need marriage first. It presupposes marriage. Right? But if there is no marriage, in the first place. There's going to be no divorce in the second place. It doesn't exist, right? That's what he's saying. Because divorce comes about after marriage. I.e., you need to be married to someone to be able to divorce them. You can't issue a legal divorce to someone you're not married to. In other words, this doesn't matter. If it was, it doesn't make a difference. As such, if the circumstance in which the sentence is spoken does not allow al-haqiqah to be true, in other words, haqiqatan, remember what Imam Abu Hanifa said? It has to be haqiqatan true. Haqiqatan, it's not true anyway. It can't be true. Right? Does not allow the haqiqah. You use the haqiqah, doesn't allow it. Even though it's grammatically correct, it doesn't matter. Then you can't move to majaz in the first place. Can you see? It's like a non-existent thing. It doesn't make a difference. It's like you just puff some air. It doesn't make a difference. So simply, if there's no marriage, then figurative meaning divorce from the same word would also be non-existent. That's what it's saying. I hope that's clear. I hope that's useful, inshallah ta'ala. Very, very nice little example. As I said, you find this a lot in these books. They really go into detail. But the main thing for us today, and just to finish off haqiqah and majaz, is that the discussion is how do you switch from haqiqah to majaz? Imam Abu Hanifa says, well, you have a haqiqah, you can't apply it, but it's grammatically correct. Then you move to the majaz. Okay. Whereas the Sahibin, they say, well, haqiqah, if it holds true, stop there. If it doesn't hold true, and there's some reason why you can't do it, then you move to the majaz. So they have a bit more. In other words, you need to apply. You need to be able to apply it. So I hope I made a distinction clear for you, inshallah ta'ala. Please do leave some comments. It's nice to see some comments at the end of the video on this. In the next lesson, we're going to move on to a very fascinating topic of called isti'ara. And I hope that will be useful. I wanted to start it today, but I think given the complexity and the time, we'll do it next week, inshallah ta'ala. Until then, assalamu alaikum.